Bluff, New Zealand, Spirit of Hungary. Today we had a very busy day. We have done a lot of job what we wanted to do. We finished the mast, we lifted the boat and changed the points of the keel. We could make it very well. We made a very nice job. We had a good, nice help from the local people here in the south port. And now the boat back in the water, the keel is perfect, the boats are perfect, doesn't leak, no water in the boat, so everything is okay. Now we make some job on the mainsail, some patches, and some small details we finish. Tomorrow morning we have an issue with BNG people, and we have to change the cable of the fleet broadband because the cable, antenna cable was broken. Tomorrow morning we will do this job. In the afternoon we buy some basic things, and tomorrow evening we are going to start sometime with, exactly I don't know what time, but tomorrow evening sometime. So this is the program. Everything we have done, what we wanted, the jobs are good, quality good, and I'm really happy with the boat now. We go back and we'll be safe.
And who exactly is in your team now?
Who is working with you in New Zealand?
We have a very short team. Our short crew is ourselves. Me, Conrad, and Conrad's uncle. Gray, the uncle, is running up and down, gets all the pieces what we need, brings some food, supplies us, and two of us, we are working. At today's lift, we had some help from the local people, the crane man, and someone came to help us with the forklift. And in the machinery, we had to go to the machinery to change the bolts in the bearing system. So basically, we are two of us. Day and night, we are working with Conrad. Conrad is responsible about the ropes and the sails. I'm responsible about the mast and other pieces, the keel and the other pieces, but each of us, we are really supporting and helping the other. So we are a very, very good short team as well with Conrad together. So the full team is 3 person, the real working team is 2 person, and that's enough.
Have you managed to check the whole boat and check everything, or you just narrowed the works down to those specific problems that you had?
No, I made a full check from the bow to the stern. The full construction check, and today when we lifted the boat, I was really surprised. Everything was very well. I felt maybe some problem can be with the fairings, but was no any problem with the fairings, no any mark. We have some chafings on the keel when we had the fishing net, and I don't know what else, made some damage on the carbon fiber, but it is not serious. Took off the paint, but in spite of that, there is no any problem with the surface, nothing on it. We are too speedy, nothing can stop on it. So it was a very positive visibility for me, the low part of the boat. We have a full check. As far as we could, check everything, and everything looks good.
Great. Isn't it risky to drop out of the rhythm that you got used to physically and mentally at the ocean?
I hope not, because this period is quite short, and in the last night when we came in, we had a very, very strong condition, tough sea, high sea, 58 knots of wind and gust. So we had a very tough weather. Now we are here 2.5 days, and this is not so long time. Change the rhythm. I guess when we go back to the sea, very quickly we will come back to our own rhythm, and will be no problem. So we are working hard and a lot, sleeping just short ones only here on the land. Almost we are doing the same like on the sea. I don't think so. It can be any problem. Staying longer one could be a problem, but this is short and busy time. I don't think so. It will be any problem for us. We will get back into our rhythm.